This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm still sick. I'm sorry. But you know what? I want to get a little philosophical when we start today. I never get philosophical. Nah, I can be philosophical. What? You want to see? Okay, watch this. I'm not trying to be philosophical, but I'm just noticing something in my life that I think has deeper meaning than I give it credit for. Okay? So, I've been having computer issues. No, stop. It's okay. Come on. You do not know where this is going. And I turn on my computer today, like I do every day. Start your day, you start your life, right? I turn on my computer. Some days, the computer is bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Just wakes up, ready to go. Other days, the computer is sluggish. Takes a while. Sometimes gives you an all-black screen. When you get that all-black screen, but you know it's working, you get a little fear, don't you? Like, oh my gosh, my computer, my one computer, my only computer. Well, for you guys that have multiple computers in the house, you're lucky. But for me, I got one computer in the house that I could use. One. I get nervous. I'm like, what's wrong with it? So then I want to diagnose it. So I look to make sure that the plug is plugged in. I look to make sure that little green light on the side is on, because maybe the monitor isn't on. I make sure the monitor is connected. And then I give up. And what do when I give up? Well, I yell for my husband, but I do one last-ditch effort to pull the plug. I'm going to just shut down and reboot the whole thing. And the funny thing is so far, knock on wood, it works. I also find myself, which I need to stop doing, saying a prayer when my computer works. I don't think you're supposed to waste the Lord's time on your computer, but we do that. How many of you guys have thanked the Lord when you found your phone? I've done that. And then I feel guilty going, sorry, go save lives, do what you're doing. I shouldn't be bugging you about my iPhone that I left at the bottom of my car the other day because I slammed on the brakes too hard to hit the stoplight because I was speeding and my purse flew off the seat and all the stuff in my purse, because I never closed my purse, flew across the car. So my iPhone was stuck, ran out of battery on the floor of my car. And when I finally found it, I thanked the Lord. And of course, I thanked the Lord for everything, but I think that was a total waste of his time. And I don't think he's happy about that. So I'm going to have to, I'm going to have to make up for it. So, going back to computers in your life, I slam shut, pull the electricity. If that doesn't work, I may even shut off the whole breaker system to the house to reset the house to see if I can get the computer working. And if the computer works, fine. I move on. Do I take care of the computer? Do I try to get it diagnosed? Do I try to feed it? Do I give it some vitamins, some mini probiotics? Do I clean it? No. It works. I move on. Now, in life, and with our bodies. I told you I was gonna. I told you I was gonna connect the two. Let me be philosophical, please. May help the ratings. Lord knows they could use some help. Oh, again, see, I prayed. Right. Yeah, we need to talk about that. When is praying too much? When do you pray too much? I think I've been bugging the Lord every day now for multiple things, and I think I need to kind of slow it down a little bit. But I do. I do thank the Lord for my ratings, because it does take an act of heaven for me to have a listenership. But that's neither here nor there. We'll talk about that another time. But we do that with our bodies. We'll brush our teeth. Maybe we'll bleed a little bit when we brush our teeth. If it stops, we'll go, I'm not going to worry about it. We get constipated for a couple days, and then we finally poop. We're like, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to think about it. And we start to blow things off. When something does go wrong with our body, a lot of us will go to a pill. We'll just take a pill. Yeah, something hurts. We'll take something for pain. We'll try to knock it out. Hopefully it'll rework. And then some of us reset ourselves. We just pull the plug and hope that when we plug back in, it'll be fine again. Those are you guys that decide to, I don't know, smoke joint or get drunk or take a sleeping pill. Say, you know what? It's going to be lights out. And then let's see what happens the next day. And the funny thing is many times the next day, it's fine. It works. But you don't know how long down the line that computer is going to shut off. So what I want you guys to do, this is going to be your assignment. Yes, I'm giving you an assignment. I'm a professor. So I give assignments now, and I can give you guys an assignment. My assignment is, since none of you guys are taking care of your bodies and you're blowing stuff off, I want you this next week to actually listen to your computer. See what it needs, see if it's acting up, and treat your computer the way you should be treating your body. If you notice your computer starts to work better, I want you to then turn around and do that to yourselves. Maybe you need to clean up a little bit. Dig out the dirt under your toenail. Maybe you need to eat some vegetables. Maybe you need to get more sleep. Maybe you need to stop putting stupid... Yeah, maybe you see porn. Yeah, that'll work for both your computer and you. But, you know, try to stop and take care of yourself. Now, was that philosophical? Oh, come on, that was pretty damn good. Oh, really? No? I'm a Plato, you know that. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Sally.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
for good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. We really do appreciate it. All right, we've got to talk about food. A lot of headlines. First, I don't know if you guys love taquitos. I love taquitos. Well, virtually 2.5 million pounds of taquitos have been recalled over possible salmonella and listeria contamination. So what is a taquito? Taquito, they're so cute. Taquito means small taco. And they're rolled and they're round. It's a hard shell that'll either have meat, carne asada, or chicken. Or you can even have cheese taquitos. And they're really yummy. I like taquitos. And then I like to dip them in guacamole. They're really, really yummy. Unfortunately, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they've had to recall 2.5 million pounds of ready-to-eat meat and poultry taquitos. I guess meat meaning beef or pork. Because of the onions used by Ruiz Food Products in their beef and cheese taquitos. Now, the impacted products were produced from July 1 through October 10th and were packaged in 4.5-pound cardboard cases containing 24 Go-Go taquitos, beef taco and cheese taquitos. Now, you could go and look online as to which one is being. I don't have all the numbers for you. There was also a buffalo-style cooked glazed chicken taquitos. Oh, I'm hungry. Oh, my gosh, that sounds yummy. Then a chipotle chicken wrapped in battered flour tortilla taquitos. So the products were shipped to retailers nationwide. Luckily, there have been no reports of adverse health effects. Salmonella and Listeria pose the most serious risk if you are young, weakened immune system, older adults, or pregnant. And if you do get sick with salmonella, you'll get abdominal cramps, diarrhea, fever. You can be sick for about 4 to 7 days. Sometimes you get better on your own. Sometimes you need hospitalization. Listeria killed a lot of people a few years back. I believe that was 2012. Causes fever, muscle aches, headaches, stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, even convulsions. Plus, you can get diarrhea that can be fatal. So, you can get a refund if you got your taquitos. Now, here we're hearing about Listeria contamination, salmonella contamination, but on the other side of the internet, we hear this story of burger chains getting an F grade because they have antibiotics. Apparently, it's a report called Chain Reaction 4 Burger Edition. And I guess it's a report which is produced by the Center for Food Safety, Consumer Reports, Food Animal Concerns Trust, USPIRG Education Fund, Friends of the Earth, and the National Resources Defense Council. It was published today, finding 22 of the top 25 U.S. burger chains, including McDonald's, Burger King, White Castle, Five Guys, to receive a failing grade in a review assessing their practices and policies on antibiotics and antibiotics in their beef products. 22 F's of the 25. Wendy's got a D because 15% of its beef is sourced from producers that cut the use of Tylosin, an antibiotic, by one-fifth. Only two chains got an A. I'll tell you about those in a second. But Fuddruckers, F. Steak and Shake, F. Farmer Boys, F. They had no antibiotic policy. Now, the reason why this is such an issue is we're being told that this overuse of antibiotics in livestock, and I get that, I've been seeing this for years, can cause resistant bacteria to spread. When you use antibiotics and you quote-unquote overuse, which we might be doing, then your body is getting exposed to antibiotics it doesn't need. The cattle are getting the antibiotics, but then you're consuming them. So if you're consuming an antibiotic you don't need, what happens when you really do need an antibiotic? Or let's say there's a bacteria that doesn't get killed by that antibiotic that you consumed, and then it makes progeny that decides to grow, and now you want to use an antibiotic of that class, it might not work. Now, many people say, well, why the heck then are we giving antibiotics to animals? Well, this is where it gets tricky. If an animal is sick, but not sick enough to be slaughtered, they get an antibiotic. If an animal is at risk of getting a bacterial infection, they may give him an antibiotic. They say the veterinarian's oath includes protection of animal health and welfare and the prevention and relief of animal suffering. So, antibiotics may be given because of animal rights. Second, if farm animals are healthy, then their food is going to be healthy. We don't want an animal getting sick, staying sick, and then making bad meat. Now, I don't really know all the logistics. You know, if an animal gets a sore throat, you just give them an antibiotic, it's good, and then the meat's fine. Or does any spot of an animal getting sick mean that animal goes to slaughter? I don't know. My guess is if the animal just has a little bug, they treat it and it's done. But what also happening is they're pre-treating to prevent animals from getting sick. Now, as we know with mad cow disease, you could get sick by things other than a bacteria. So antibiotics won't help that. These viruses, right, like that avian flu where these countries have to cull a whole bunch of birds and chickens, antibiotics can't help with those. But they can help with a lot of bacteria. So, to protect humans, animals are getting antibiotics so that they don't pass anything to you. And then, if your animal is healthy, or your farm animal is healthy, then they're going to require less food and water. A sick animal requires more resources. They say, according to animalantibiotics.org, more grain must be grown for feed. That requires more fertilizer, water, acres of land. Sick animals have a larger environmental impact, while healthy animals use fewer natural resources. That goes the same for humans. A sick human takes many more resources than a healthy human. So here we are with the problem of we don't want humans getting sick. We don't want our animals getting sick, so we're using antibiotics. But if we're using antibiotics when they're not sick, and humans don't need to be exposed, we could be making more dangerous diseases. So when they graded the burger restaurants, Shake Shack and Burger Fi, or is it Burger Fi? It says Burger Fi. They got A ratings. Wendy's got a D because they made a modest pledge to reduce one antibiotic and a small portion of its beef supply. The F rating went to McDonald's, Burger King, Sonic, Jack in the Box, Hardee's, Whataburger, Carl's Jr., Five Guys, Culver's, Steak and Shake, In-N-Out Burger got an F, White Castle, Checkers, Crystal, Smash Burger, Freddy's, The Habit Burger Grill, Rally's, Fuddruckers, A&W, Jack's, and Farmer Boys. So, what does that mean for you? Well, I personally don't want any extra crap in my food. That's why I'm eating less fast food and going more for the fresh. But if you remember, places like Chipotle, who market fresh food, seem to have more and more issues when it comes to salmonella or listeria or E. coli. So I don't know what the public wants. And I don't know what the agencies want. The fresher we go and the less contaminated, I think the healthier. But the more potential for there to be a contamination. These preserved foods, and trust me, these fast food, there's plenty of salt and antibiotics and all sorts of stuff. A lot of us don't get sick from a McDonald's burger. Well, knock on wood, or a Wendy's burger. And so I'm not saying the antibiotics that we feed the animals will prevent E. coli outbreaks, but people don't want to have food that could have unfortunately come from a sick animal. So what's the answer? Well, we treat animals with other things. If there is a sick animal, we treat them with antibiotics, but then we don't use that meat for humans. I don't know how practical that is. It sounds better than it might be in practice. And maybe we keep our fast food to a minimum. I have never been to a White Castle. I've only had the White Castle frozen burgers. And I'm telling you right now, dang, they're yummy. But just once in a blue moon, people. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
USA Radio News.
National Security Advisor John Bolton is set to hold a news conference after meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. The meeting comes as President Trump says he's pulling us out of an international range nuclear forces treaty that Bolton says Russia is violating. Barron County, Wisconsin Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald has identified two vehicles that are believed to have been in the area of the residence where 13-year-old Jamie Kloss went missing and her parents were killed. Fitzgerald said they're looking for a Dodge Challenger that is red or orange in color, a Ford Edge, or an Acura MDX, both of those being black. Fitzgerald said now is the time, if you know anything, to come forward.
For the community, this is a good time. Now that we have some vehicles of interest, to look for changes in behavior or routine of people. We believe Jamie was in the home at the time of the homicides. We believe she is still in danger.
Volunteers are extending their search in the area. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Maybe, maybe you'll sympathize when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor revealed yesterday that she has been diagnosed with the beginning stages of dementia and probably Alzheimer's disease. As you know, she's from Phoenix, Arizona, was the first female to become a Supreme Court justice. And she says she will continue living in Phoenix, Arizona, surrounded by dear friends and family. While the final chapter of my life with dementia may be trying, nothing has diminished my gratitude and deep appreciation for the countless blessings of my life. Chief Justice John Roberts praised her for being a towering figure and a role model not only for girls and women, but for all those committed to equal justice under law. And she had been nominated by President Ronald Reagan as the first female Supreme Court justice. She retired from the bench in 2006 because she took care of her husband, who was also ailing from Alzheimer's. She is going to step away from public life and her leadership role with iCivics. She launched iCivics, a website dedicated to encouraging young people to learn civics. She says it is time for new leaders to make civic learning and civic engagement a reality for all. I hope that I've inspired young people about civic engagement and help pave the pathway for women who may have faced obstacles pursuing their careers. So I was asked by one of you if Alzheimer's is contagious. Her husband had Alzheimer's, and now she's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. For now, because we don't know what causes Alzheimer's, the answer is no to that. If we think it's a virus, now there has been talk about the herpes virus, but if we truly think there's an infectious cause, then I still wouldn't say Alzheimer's is contagious. I think the virus could be contagious, but how you become afflicted is on you. Now, let me explain. Let's kind of backtrack and take a look at this polio-like illness that's now, I think there's about 166 cases the CDC is investigating. We think that could be a virus that is affecting some young kids out there throughout the United States, multiple states affected by this. But if it is caused by a virus and it's contagious, then we wouldn't see a sporadic case here and a sporadic case there and one case in Nevada and six cases in Minnesota. You would then see a school come down with it or a play group or brothers and sisters. You wouldn't necessarily see isolated cases sporadically in states. So what that means to me is if it is virus caused, those children that become affected with this limb weakness and becoming flaccid and unable to walk or garbled speech, almost looking like they had a stroke because it's inflammation of the spinal cord. My guess is when one child gets exposed to the virus, nothing happens. When another child, if they have that genetic susceptibility or maybe a toxin caused some sort of susceptibility, we don't know, they become affected. So that could be what's going on with Alzheimer's. So there's a study, another study coming out, saying there's more and more evidence that cold sores or the virus-causing cold sores, such as herpes, could cause Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's, as you know, is the most common form of dementia. About 30 million people worldwide suffer from this. And so herpes simplex virus type 1 causes cold sores. There's also genital herpes, and genital herpes you could get actually in the mouth as well, but it more commonly affects the genitalia and the buttock area. There's also herpes virus infections that affect the skin. But type 1 herpes, which also can affect the genitalia, type 1 herpes is the one that's been implicated that may be a cause of Alzheimer's. Now, we get infected by type 1 herpes really early on. Usually we get it from our moms. Even if our moms don't have cold sores, many of us, about 85 to 90% of us, carry the herpes virus. And the reason why is when we were little, mommies would give us kisses, and they kissy, little kissy on the nose, kissy on the mouth. Mommies give us kisses. And then we want a drink from mommy's drink. And we grab mommy's drink. And mommy and baby share drinks all the time. And when dad or younger sibling goes, "Mom, you're not supposed to share drinks," mom's like, "They're my baby. They're my flesh. It's okay." And that's just something mommies do. Now daddies start to do it, and the mommies get all mad at daddy. Do you guys notice that? I hate when my husband, right, shares a straw with my kids. I just think men, I don't know. I just don't think he brushes his teeth as often as I do. I don't know what it is. So I never liked it when daddy shared stuff with kids. But me, it's okay because they came from my uterus. For some reason, if they came from my uterus, then our mouths aren't the same. Don't ask. But we do that. We share food. We take bites of sandwiches. I mean, dads and their sons share beers all the time. Here, son, here's my beer. And the kid will not wipe off the spit because he's so excited that there's going to be a beer. He doesn't care if there's backwash or chewing it or whatever. He doesn't care. Kid is going to be so happy that he gets to have a beer. So, anyway, this is how kids get exposed to parents' herpes, if parents have them. The average human doesn't really check for herpes because they don't have cold sores. They don't care. If they do have cold sores, they still don't care. They still have a cold sore. Who cares? So, the thing with herpes is it lays dormant. And then it becomes activated. And the virus hides out in the nervous system, the nerves. And so there's a possibility, they think, that maybe herpes will lie in the nervous system and then maybe either travel to the central nervous system. The peripheral is like where your fingers and limbs are, but the central nervous system is where your brain and spinal cord is. Or it hides out in the central nervous system. In 1991, they found that elderly people with HSV-1 also had it present in the brain. Then in 1997, there was a study showing that people at Alzheimer's had a gene called APOE4, or APOE4. The likelihood of somebody developing Alzheimer's disease is 12 times greater for APOE4 carriers who have herpes in the brain than those with neither factor. And then they later found that HSV-1 infection causes beta amyloid and these abnormal tau proteins to accumulate. And the accumulation of those proteins is what's the hallmark of Alzheimer's. So that's interesting. So when you do see a couple like Sandra Day O'Connor and her husband who both get Alzheimer's, and we do see that, maybe it could be related to a virus that they had. The problem is when you have couples that seem to get it together or collectively, you also wonder, could it be an environmental toxin? Could it be a detergent? Could it be a diet issue? But, you know, she's 88 years old. She still has it. Still a smart woman. She's going to take some time. She's going to spend time with family. She's 88 years old. She's allowed to retire. Unfortunately, when we hear these public announcements, we start to see things happen pretty fast. So I don't know. So herpes can become reactivated. When it does become reactivated, it may come out as cold sore or it could cause damage. Which means we may know how to block Alzheimer's. If this really is true and it could be caused by herpes, then acyclovir, which we use for herpes, or Valtrex, may block Alzheimer's. That could be some pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So somebody asked on Facebook about date night ideas. Wife wants to go on the date night. And the funny thing is I am really good with understanding the single scene. I'm not very good with the whole date night thing when you're married. And I'm just not. And, well, I'll explain why. There's a website here from Red Book Magazine called 105 Unique Date Ideas to Jumpstart Your Relationship. So these are people who are in a relationship already, okay? Now, I would tell you, if the relationship is still relatively new, you know, take her to a fancy dinner, go to a fun movie, go to a comedy club. I love comedy clubs. It's always good to laugh. You feel good laughing, right? Remember, the key to any date is you can't have the primary goal to have sex at the end of the night. Okay? The best way to, I guess, have sex is to make it appear to be the last thing on your mind. It just seems to work better. But if you, from the outset of the date, try to do the whole candlelight thing and then the music and then we're going to slow dance and then we're going to, if she's really, 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 really into you, yeah, that could work. But if it's kind of a date, she may not be there yet. So you do things that are non-intimate, like going to a comedy club, right? Going to a carnival. That's what, you know, these movies know exactly what they're doing, right? There's always a date with a car. You win her a toy. You know, you may not be good at hunting. You may not really know how to handle a gun, but you may be able to do really, really well squirting water at a balloon in a carnival, and that could be just enough to turn somebody on. So, for single people, I have lots of advice. Once you're married, it's tricky, because there's not a lot of surprise. So this website recommends playing Mad Libs. Well, I mean, you know, maybe make jokes. I guess they're trying to get people to joke with each other. They also recommend to redo a room. That can help jumpstart your relationship. Redo a room. Redecorate the house. That won't work. That will not work because my husband gets really, really grumpy. And then we make a mess. And if he messes up with the painting, I like mess up with the painting. I got paint all over the, you know, crown molding on the bottom. And I got it on the tile. And he yelled. Didn't work out. Have a sing-along. No, my husband and we don't sing well together at all. I think he could sing, but he doesn't like to sing. And then he sings really loud, and I think I'm hitting a note. Nobody hears it. It just doesn't work out. They say hit up a farmer's market. That would work if he liked vegetables. He doesn't like vegetables. I'm not a big vegetable eater either. Go to a jazz club. I like jazz. He doesn't, so we can't do that. Make personalized scavenger hunts for each other. Yeah, like the toothbrush. I'm being mean. All right, well, so you could do that. You could, they say, go around your city or town filled with clues based on your history together. Well, that could be fun. Play games like chess. We can't. My husband's too competitive. I hate playing games with him. He's just too competitive. We just can't. Check out a new band. He's not really into the music I am. But I got to tell you, when we are in sync with music, it's really cool. We went to the I Love the 90s show with Salt and Peppa and All for One and DJ Spinderella and Rob Mason. I mean, it was good music, and he had a good time. It's cool when you both like the same music, so that was really cool. Then they say, learn about your family trees. Go on Ancestry.com or dig up old photos. I don't think that would work. All right? Because we don't really like each other's family that much. I mean, we don't like our own family. We're not a big, you know, I don't think, you know, talking about the in-laws is going to really help. Then they say, check out a sweet view. Go to a beautiful view and look at the view together. That can be romantic, but then the problem is I'm like, you know, I need a new home. Really? Everybody else gets a view. We don't have a view. And then we get mad at each other. Take music lessons. Again, no. Get ice cream. Getting ice cream is horrible. I do not like getting ice cream with my husband. He doesn't know this. I love my husband. I do not like getting ice cream with him. Because if we get a banana split, I'm really not into banana splits, he eats too much of the fudge. Or he'll get ice cream flavors that I don't like and stick it on the banana split. So I'm like, you know what, let me just get my own thing. But then he sticks his used spoon in it. These are things that are kind of deal breakers for me. So no, ice cream won't work. So you see, I'm having some major issues here. Take a dance class. We can, but both of us really don't dance well. And again, we don't want to feel stupid. Go to a street fair. Those I like. I do like street fairs. Go bowling. I love that. He's competitive, but so am I. Take a hike. Yeah, we can take a hike. Become amateur photographers. No, because he might catch me coming out of the shower. Going for a boat ride would work. Going ice skating. I love ice skating. Go to a touristy part of your neighborhood. Now, this is something that I think is really, really cool. All right, a lot of us live in areas where there's something in our neck of the woods that tourists flock to see. Now, we don't go there because we're like, all right, well, it's a tourist trap. But the funny thing is there's some cool things about it. Now I live in Las Vegas, so I love the Strip. I will take out a room. In fact, I'm going to be doing that this weekend. We're going to be taking out a room. My son has his 16th birthday. So we have two rooms together because it was really inexpensive at the Luxor. They get their room. It's connected to ours. He and a bunch of his friends could sit there. And they have, you know, the two beds, and they make it work with sleeping bags, whatever. We get dinner and let them walk around the Strip. Come back. They could go to the pool, watch movies, fall asleep. If they fall asleep or stay up all night, we don't care. They're in a separate room. And we get a staycation. I love that. And it's good. I mean, not the most romantic for me and hubby, but at least cool. Playing pool works. Oh, they say go shopping. That won't work. So, you know, for date night, I think ambiance is set by just having a date night. I don't really think she cares what you guys do. As long as it means you're away from the kids. Cell phone, not necessarily off because you're worried about the kids, but you don't answer your cell phone unless it's the kids. You don't talk about work. You don't talk about in-laws. And you just enjoy each other. Now, the biggest problem with date nights, or that a lot of couples do, is they talk about the kids. Or they talk about, they don't know what to say to each other. Sometimes it's a defense mechanism. Well, if we talk about the kids, we don't realize that we have nothing in common. It's okay if you guys don't have anything in common. You will run out of things in common. That's fine. But then maybe explain to each other why you like it and why you like certain things and maybe relearn stuff about each other. I think that could be a real advantage to a relationship. Spices things up. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.